Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. We're in India this week, in the West Bengal capital of Kolkata, to visit an historic cemetery in the city. Now located in the heart of downtown, on a busy thoroughfare, this burial ground has occupied the site for over 250 years and is protected by the Archaeological Survey of India. To tell us the story of how this window to the past came to be and how modern Kolkata interacts with what remains, Sally Howard brings us this tall story.
Behind high brick walls at the intersection of central Kolkata's Mother Teresa and Lower Circular Roads, where rickshaw horns bleat and the chatter of a fast modernising city rises into the humid subtropical skies of the Gangetic Plain, 1,600 souls are laid to rest. The incumbents of the ancient South Park Street Cemetery, which was opened in 1767, and used until the 1830s, are British. The hopefuls and luminaries who arrived here on the vast merchant ships of the East India Company. Their final resting places, tombs, muscular mausoleums and priapic cenotaphs are a melting pot of East meets West design influences, from richly ornamented European Gothic to Indo-Saracenic styles, ornamented by a chaos of obelisks, cairns, urns and sarcophagi. "The tombs are small houses," said Rudyard Kipling of the cemetery in The City of Dreadful Night, an 1880s short story. "It was as though we walked down the streets of a town. So tall are they and so closely do they stand. A town shriveled by fire and scarred by frost and siege. Men must have been afraid of their friends rising up before the due time, so afraid that they weighted them with such cruel mounds of masonry." The cemetery no longer welcomes the dead, yet it attracts hordes of the living. Office-working locals come here to eat their lunchtime tiffin. Tourists arrive, looking for a moment's peace from the maddening crowds. Bougainvillea and fragrant Indian almonds bloom here, and the centuries of moss cloaking these tombs offers a pleasingly cooling effect in the monsoon heat. They come too for the inscriptions, which tell of deaths by hazards such as childbirth, tropical diseases and melancholia. One Thomas Doyley died, with some novelty, from an inordinate use of the hookah pipe, and poor Rose Alma met her fates after eating too many pineapples. In the modern Indian imagination, however, South Park Street Cemetery is best known as the setting for spooky photo shoots and films. Locals stand by a belief that during monsoon, the grave of one Captain E.S. Denison and family, a small pyramid-shaped structure in the heart of the eight-acre compound, oozes a red substance that resembles blood. This led to its nickname, the Bleeding Tomb, a legend given weight by the fact that the six Denisons died within a week of each other, of unknown causes, in 1806. Such superstitions have led to the cemetery's appearance in recent decades in photo shoots for Bengali pop bands and Indian high fashion. It has a starring role in the hit movie Goristani Sabdaha, a 2010 Bengali thriller which charts Detective Feluda's canny deductions after he arrives in South Park Street Cemetery in a violent storm and discovers that one of the cemetery's graves, that of a shadowy figure named Thomas Godwin, has been freshly dug up. In the end, the scariest thing about South Park Street Cemetery is not the ghoulish legends, local guide Amma tells me, but how brief these colonial lives were. Many of South Park Street's incumbents, lacking immunity to tropical disease, died as children or in their 20s. After all, if those mosquitoes don't get you, the pineapples will.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Today's episode was written by Sally Howard and produced and edited by David Stevens. And remember to tune in on Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.